Are you ready to glitterize your day? Let's get right to it. I'm the Samantha Parker, and here's your daily dose of glitter. Hey guys, welcome to our last day in my glitter content series. I think I called it a glitter content blitz at one point. We're blitzing. I don't know what that is. Okay. I know it has to do with football, but I like it. I like the word. Okay. Day seven, I've been sharing with you guys all about social media marketing and content strategies. And this is like just your ultimate little getting started glitter glow up for your content and social media. Okay. Day one, I was like, what are your core values? Day two, we got to work on self-sabotage. Day three is how to create your ideal list. Did you guys notice that most of the stuff is really pretty easy? Day four, strategic content calendar. Again, so fucking easy, right? You don't have to sit down for 4 hours and map out your entire life. Day five is that connecting content. Day six, I talked a lot about profit over views. And today, we're just talking about having fun. Girl, you got to develop your version of fun. What is fucking fun for you to create? If you don't love, I'm going to talk about one of my clients. Okay. She's in the beauty space. Okay. Sells a makeup brand and builds a team and all of that awesome stuff. She's like really, really high up. Very cool, amazing lady. Okay. She doesn't love sitting down and doing like the face to camera videos where she just puts on her makeup. You can tell the energy is different. She loves sharing the products and like specific things, but you can tell the energy isn't there. And she was kind of trying to mimic some of the bigger makeup people in the space. And the other day I sent her an idea list. I'd made the little list of notes and shared it with her. And she was like, oh my God, one of the things on this, it was a song that she fucking loves. Okay. She's like, I fucking love that song. I dance around to it all day. And I could tell the energy was totally different. She's like, I'm making this video. So the next day she texts me and she's like, I made it. I hope you love it. Please go look at it immediately. And that video actually like really popped off. It got a lot of comments. She got a lot of followers. And again, you guys, we focus on profit over views, but the views were great too. So it was like a win-win. Okay. And she was having so much fun in the video. That was the difference. That was the shift in energy, is that was fun for her. She was still, when I dive in heavily to content and content creation, we talk a lot about product placement as well. Like you don't always have to hold up your lipstick and be like, buy my lipstick. A lot of times it's just product placement. She was dancing in front of like her makeup mirror and her makeup station, singing the song and having so much fun. So we also took that TikTok and put it over on Facebook and Instagram, and it like popped off on Facebook as well. And you guys, again, it was because she was loving it and having fun. So you got to decide what your version of fun is. If you're like, I'm not going to dance and sing and laugh and be funny, that's not fun to me. Fucking awesome. Find out what is fun to you and make more of it. I love looking at content and being like, oh, I wonder how I could create this. Or it's almost like I get these pictures in my head and I love being able to pull them out of my head and then make a promo video or something really cool for it. Like the other day I had so much fun. I made a video of this burrito and you could tell I was having fun filming it. And basically I was like, I'm just going to make a thirst trap with this burrito. Again, it was for my client. Like I work for a giant strip mall here in Southern Utah. It's an outdoor mall. And it was for the Mexican restaurant there. And so I'm not just like picking up burritos, like I'm getting paid to do it. But I could tell in the content that I put out that it was fun. And I shared like the video that I'd made in my stories because it hasn't posted yet for my client. And I had so many people messaging me. They're like, oh, I didn't know it was open, but also how fun is this? Okay. So decide what your version of fun is. And I know you might have a topic or you might have like a service or something where you're like, well, it's not very fun. That's okay. I'm talking about creating content that you just enjoy creating. Like your topic could be really serious, but if you're passionate about sharing it, share it in a way that feels easy to you. A lot of times like fun equals easy, right? So I've noticed things really flow out if it's more enjoyable versus like, oh, I have to do this stupid fucking shit. Like taxes. I'm like, we had to file an extension on our taxes because we were in the midst of buying and selling. And I'm just like, this fucking taxes, right? No one's passionate about that. Like what? I think my accountant actually might be. I've never seen anyone so excited about like different things in my life, but that's his job. Okay. What is your job? What is easy and fun to you? Do it. All right, you guys, this was day seven. Remember, you can always head over to theglitter.me I've got lots of resources there for you. Or even better, you can shoot me a DM on Instagram. Ask me any follow-up questions. Let me know what you liked, didn't like. It helps so much to hear from you guys. And of course, share this with your besties. We just covered some business glitter. And I will probably be back tomorrow with more rad-ass glitter stuff. I'm going to be like your glitter partner in crime to living your best life, lots of self-love, creating what you want to create in this world, and having fucking fun doing it. All right, I'll see you guys tomorrow.